The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Hey Gimel. The Gemara in Daf Pei Gimel and Aleph brings a braisa. Misha Achozoi Bulmus, somebody who gets a Bulmus attack, which is Sakonis Nefashis. It's an attack becomes because the person is extremely hungry. So we have to give him food in order to take care of the Sakonis Nefashis. And we don't have in front of us Michael Heter. We don't have food which is mutter to eat. So we're even allowed to give him food which is usher because of the Sakonis Nefashis. What happens if we have in front of us two different foods, both of them are usher? So the halacha is machilin oisei akal akal. We give him the lighter isser first. And the Bryce explains, tevel or nevela. If the choice of feeding him tevel or nevela, machilin oisei nevela, we give him nevela. Tevel or shvius. If the choice of tevel or shvius, then we give him shvius. Tevel or truma. If it's a choice of giving him tevel or truma, so then it's machlokes tanoim. There are those who say it's better to give tevel. There are those who say that it's better to give truma. The Sefer Parshas Drachim asks, "O Parshas Deshayla, l'chayra, if we have tevel, tevel is a fixable iser. We can go ahead and be mafresh truma from the tevel." So even if we're going to say that we're talking about a case where we have to give him the entire measure that we have in front of us, we can't just be mafresh truma and give him the rest of the chulin, what's left after a mafresh truma, but let's take the truma and throw it back into the chulin. If we're going to take the truma and we're going to throw it back into the chulin, so then the truma will become bottle in the chulin. And if the truma's bottle in the chulin, what we're going to end up with is 100% Michael Hatter. Again, we have tevel. Let's say 10 pounds of tevel. This person has to eat the entire 10 pounds. So, l'chayra, we have a way to give him this 10 pounds, ma'amash behetter. Be mafresh the truma. Take the truma and throw it back into the chulin, and it will become bottled. Loimi boy, according to the man the Yomar, who holds that midoraisa chul truma is bottled beroiv. That for sure it will become bottled. But even according to the man the Yomar, who holds that one has to, or that midoraisa truma needs 100 beminai, but there's no shear for truma. You don't have to go ahead and take a specific amount. The shear of taking 1/50th or 1/40th or 1/60th is only with the rabbanon. Midah raisa chita achas meteres es akri. So why don't we do a posh dezach? Take off even a little bit. We'll throw it back in. It will become bottle b'meah, bottle b'roiv, and then we'll have chulin misukonim in front of us. You're going to ask me that we have a halacha ein mevatel isser lechatchila. You're not allowed to go ahead and mevatel an isser lechatchila. How could we go ahead and throw the truma back into the chulin? So the Parshas Drachim says that ein mevatel isser lechatchila is a isser midrabanan. It's a leichta isser midrabanan, and that's definitely better than eating tevel or truma. The Chasam Sofer says even more. The Chasam Sofer says that even if you tell me in Vatlan Islachatchila is also Midaraisa, but where the Torah does say in Vatlan Islachatchila? Because the Torah says, I don't want you to eat Yisurim. The Torah says, like Seichel Nevela. The Torah doesn't say, take Nevela and be Vatlan Beshuta. So that means that the Torah wants the Nevela to be Osir and to stay Osir. So therefore, the Torah, in the fact that the Torah asks Nevela, over there it says, Behechrach, a Kansam Vein Vatlan Islachatchila. Zok the Chasam Sofer, that only should apply when we're dealing with souls not to eat the nevela. But over here, where it's mutter to eat the nevela, it's pekuach nefesh, and we want to go ahead and be mevatel the nevela in order to be, make the Isser leichter, so l'chayra, there should not be an Isser of Eim Vatmos l'chatchila, even if it is also midaraisa. The kids of the child approach to Rocham is, what's the problem with the Tevel? Go ahead and be mafresh truma, and then throw it back in, be mevatel at beroiv, and the whole thing will be mutter. In order to answer this kasha, the Parshas Drachim answers that we must be that we're talking about a case where the owner of the tevel is not here. The halacha is that only the owner can be mafresh truma or his shliach. If the owner is not here and he can't be mana shliach, then we cannot be matir this tevel, and that's our shaila tevel or truma. That tevel and truma are two different piles, a pile of tevel and a pile of truma. This tevel is not fixable because the bialim is not here, and the shaila is which iser is leichter, the iser tevel or the iser of truma. The shaila is frekta proshas drachim. The Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns that we're not talking about two separate piles, a parish pile of tevel, a parish pile of truma. We only really have one pile in front of us. The shaila is, should the guy eat it as is in the tevel form, or should he be mafresh truma first, and then he's going to have to eat the truma, or is it better for him to eat it the whole thing in the tivloi, and frekt the Prashas Drachim, that L'chaira, according to Shitas Rashi, what's the problem? Go ahead and take the Truma, throw it back in, and then the whole thing will become Mutter, and Ein Vatlis L'chila does not present a problem. For sure, we're talking about Pekuach Nefesh, and L'chaira, that should be the best solution. What's the Gemara Shaila? Tevel L'Truma. So in Truma's Chacham Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi says a Gevaldike Yisayit. He brings a Yerushalmi, and he says like this, that this halacha, that when Truma falls into Chulin, the Truma can be bottle, Beroiv, Bemeya, whatever the share is Dafka in a case where it falls into a different pile of Tfuah. I have pile of Tfuah Aleph, a Mafresh Truma from pile of Tfuah Aleph, I take it and I throw it into pile base. Or falls into pile base. So then, once it's a pile base, so then it can become bottle b'roi, bottle b'meya, whatever you hold, midaraisa, midarabonon. But, Zokta Chamtzi, that if the truma of pile aleph falls back into pile aleph, so an amazing thing happens. It's hadar l'tivle. The tevel becomes back. It becomes back tevel. It's not the pshat that there's truma, and the truma is now mixed with taruvis, and we end up with the taruvis of truma and chulin. If I take the truma and I throw it back, or it falls back into its own tfuah that it came from, it's chayzul atibloi, the whole thing goes back to tevel, the truma becomes halachically undone, and therefore, we don't have a solution. What's the solution? To go ahead and be mafresh truma, then throw it back. You can't do that. Because if you throw it back, it's going to be, the whole thing's going to come back tevel. Therefore, you have two choices. You can either be mafresh and eat truma, or you cannot be mafresh at all, and you can eat tevel, and that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Is it better to eat tevel, or is it better to eat truma? Now, l'chaira, when we learn this Gemara, and we have a shayla of tevel or truma, so we think that this shayla is not negated to us on a daily basis. And even in Eretz Yisrael, where they have tevel and truma, it would only be negated in a matzav of pekuach nefesh. But the emes is that this chacham tzviz yisoid is something which could be negated to us on a daily basis in what's negeya to an interesting halacha in Hilchas Chala. In Mechaber, in Sibin Shinchov Gimel, passings as follows. Chalas Chutz La'aretz is bottle v'roiv. Not only roiv, afilu mis'arev shoveh v'shoveh, the Mechaber holds that if chalas chutz la'aretz gets mixed into the same amount of dough, you have one kazayis of chalas chutz la'aretz, it gets mixed with another kazayis. So the halacha is, according to the mechaber, that it's shava b'shava. If it's machza, then it is mutter. Zok the Rama, the Yesh Chalkim, that those who argue, and they hold that chalas chutz la'aretz needs mea ve'echot, right? As taruvasa, until you have 100 times more than the chala when it's falling into other dough, when it's falling into mina, it should like mina needs shisha. So let's make a cheshbon. A person is baking chala, they're mafresh their chala, and then our frashas chala falls back into the isa. So let's put the chansvi aside for a second. According to the mechaber, it's not a problem because both of a rave. According to the Ramah, the woman now is a major problem. That frashas chala got mixed back in. Maybe she's baking with her kids. And now the whole thing becomes usur because you have mixed in chalas chutz la'aretz. Zok the Ramah. So there's an etza. Im chazer v'nis arva, v'ein kuf alef levatla. It's not 101 total. Zok the Ramah, you know what you can do? You could be matter neder. The halacha is, a person could be shayel al ho'ekdeshes. A person is makdish something. Before he gives it to the gizbar, it has teiras neder. Person's mafresh shuma, before he gives it to the kayin, the hafrosha has teiras neder. And one can be matter neder from the truma. One can be matter neder from hektesh. So too, one can be matter neder from chala. So, zokt, the heiliger amah, that if a person is baking challah, they have their afroshas challah. Their afroshas challah now falls into a taruvis. The solution is, according to the mechaber, is not a problem, because batal b'reif, not even reif, batal b'mechza. But according to the Ramah, that it needs either shishim and sheinim minay, or it needs kofechot koral kofal b'minay. So, zok the Ramah, postulates, go ahead and be matineder. He'll be matan neder, then the chala will become ois chala. The teva will be chayzulatively. You go ahead and you mafresh chala again. And since you mafresh chala again, so then the first haruvus is mutter, the second chala is your chala, and you've solved your whole problem. Because by being matan neder, you've undone the chala, you've been mafri at haruvus. Now, how are you matan neder? So, like every atar sadar, you have charata that you made this piece into chala. Or you have a Pesach, and because the Pesach or the Charota, Pesach b'Charota, but al kolponim, you have Charota, you made this piece into Challah. And since you have Charota, you made this piece into Challah, so you'll be able to go ahead and be Matan Neder. That is the sheet of the Ramah, the Shach agrees with the Ramah. Comes along the Taz. The Taz asks a very geshmak shayla. The Taz tainas that how do you go ahead and be Matan Neder? You say, I have Charota that I made this Neder. That for some reason this neder is, I have charata, I made this piece into challah. Now why do you have charata, made this piece into challah? The reason is, l'chayr, because of this arif. Had it not been this arif, had it not mixed in and been making you trouble, so you wouldn't have charata made into challah. Frek the Taz, l'chayr, whenever one has charata for a neder that they make, that charata is only if they have a charata from the guf ha-neder. A person, a marshal, he makes a neder that he's not going to go ahead and eat a certain piece of kugel, right? And now he finds himself in a situation that he's hungry, and the only thing he has in that house is the kugel. So then, he now has charata that he has at that kugel. So since he has charata that he has at that kugel, so memela, he's nischarit that he ever made this neder. However, Tanya the Taz, that if you have charot, you made this piece into challah, okay, it'll be mata neder. But over here, you don't have a charot in your guf ha-neder. You have no problem with this piece being challah. Your problem, your charot is only coming because something happened to this piece. Because this piece of challah, hafarshos challah, now got mixed into your dough and it's making you tzaras. So you're not having charot in your guf ha-neder. You're not having charot that you made this piece into challah. you have no problems with the etzem fact that you made this reason for challah. Your problems are only starting because something happened later on, and because of that you're having harata. So you're not having a harata from the hafrasha shabai, you're having harata because something else happened after the hafrasha. Tainatat has that that's not the harata which can undo the neder. The way that Taras thought works is that the whole neder is a tais. It's a tais that I made this into kugel asr. If I would have realized that I could need it because I'm hungry, I never would have made an asr. So the whole asring is a tais. The hafrasha shabai over here is not a tais. Something happened and now it's getting you nervous. Now something happened that's messing you up. Who said that one could go ahead and use that for a charata for a taras tadarim? That is the shayla of the test. So we have a machlekes. According to the mechaber, mechal is no problem because it doesn't need shishim meh. It's always going to be bottle. According to the Ramon, the shach, you can be mata neder. According to the taz, you cannot be mata neder. Zotach sam sefer a gishmak a piece. L'chayra, this can happen in one of two eifanim. One eifan is that which is rather in our world the more common, that the hafrashas challah falls back into that dough, or else the hafrashas challah falls elsewhere. Tainat the chsam sefer, if the hafrashas challah falls back into the very same dough that you were mafresh the challah from, l'chayr we have another tzirf. We have the chan tzvi, who the chan tzvi is mechiyach from our Gemara, that our Gemara says that if you throw challah, truma, back into where it came from, the challah and the truma is nekel amafreya. The Chassam Sefer says that there's no other pshat in our Gemara. That it's a muchach like that in our Gemara. That if you go ahead and you throw the challah and the truma back in, that it's chayzel l'tivlei, the challah and the truma becomes undone. The Mela Zok Techsam Sefer, that if the challah falls lim kaima, if the afrosh's challah falls back into the dough that it came from, yesh lismachal hata b'loy pickbook, you can go ahead and be sayach to be matter neder without a pickbook. I have a taz who argues and says that l'chayra you can't be matter neder. You have a chamtzi who holds, you don't have to be mataneder. Because chayzel l'tivlei. It became ois truma, ois challah the second, it fell back in. Memele, between the chamtzi and the ramo, you can be mataneder, you won't have a problem. Mashaik, and it falls yay, l'shalaylam kaima. So then, you don't have the chamtzi helping you. So then, tainet achsam sefer, so then, in bokum tzarech godol, you can go ahead and be seimach on the ramo and the shach. But shalay bokum tzarech godol, you should just go ahead and ask the whole thing. And that's why we hold the halacha taka. That if chal is chayzel, afrash is chal is chayzel kaima, so we go ahead, we are mater neder, and then the woman is remafresh with a bracha, and then we've mater the teruvus rishon, and the second afrash is chala is the afrash is chala which gets burnt. Some sefer says that this that you are being mater neder on the chala, even though that's making the previous bracha into a bracha levatala l'chayra, you're undoing the challah. So that means that once you're undoing the challah, so what happens to the previous bracha? But since b'shaitai, that bracha was a richtige bracha, so it's not a problem that you're making the mafreya into a bracha on nothing. It does not become a bracha levatala. So even if you were mafres the original challah with a bracha, so you go ahead, you mat the neder, and then you mafresh again with a bracha, and if it's chayzel kaima, even though you have the ha'ara from the taz, l'maisa, you can mitzarif the awacham tzvi, that when it falls back l'mkaima, it's chayzel tivle, and therefore, you can go ahead and be mat the neder, and be mafresh again, you don't have to worry about your taruvas chala.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.